following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Medicinal Magic, everything comes back to the body. In this podcast, I will be discussing the highs and lows of the medical field along with crucial medical news. I'm your host, DJ Red. Welcome to my podcast series, Medicinal Magic, Episode 5, Childhood Development, brought to you by a first-year nursing student. I'm here today with the mother of four.
My name's Andrea.
What is the age of your children?
I have four children, two daughters who's 28 and 18, and two sons aged 22 and 13.
Can you describe how your 13-year-old is doing in terms of their development? Are there noticeable changes?
I feel my 13-year-old is a little bit further behind just because technology has taken over a majority part of the school. Everything's more computer-based versus writing, so I feel like the writing skills are not as solid as it was for my older children.
How would you describe your child's personality now compared to when they were younger?
I think his personality remains the same. He's always been a very outspoken child, but a little bit now what's changed is just become more aware of his surroundings, of what he's growing into, so he is reserved more than what he used to be.
How has your child's physical development changed? Are there any changes in their appearance, energy, and physical abilities?
There's definitely been some changes since he's starting to go through puberty. He definitely has grown taller. His voice has changed. He's the tallest of the family, so just noticeable changes, small changes, but he's becoming more aware, too, of his physical changes.
Involved in any sports, physical activities, or hobbies that impact their physical growth and coordination?
He just started becoming interested in football. He's been interested for a couple years. Started playing flag football, and so that has been helpful in getting his out and getting some movement other than sitting and, you know, playing games that he likes doing.
Are there any challenges related to your child's physical growth, such as body image concerns or health issues, that have emerged during this stage?
Developed pre-diabetes, so we're monitoring him very closely and trying to get more him outside for more physical activity and just be more conscious about what he puts in his body to feel his body.
How would you describe your child's cognitive development? Are they showing more independence in their thinking or critical problem-solving skills?
In two ways, yes. For gaming and doing things independently, he does do that. For coming to comprehension, he struggles a little bit with that because it seems to be more of a slower pace. Again, I feel technology has played a lot of factors in this.
Has your child's approach to schoolwork or learning changed as they've gotten older? Are they becoming more focused, or do they face challenges with attention or motivation?
It has become a little bit more challenging over the year, course of the year, especially now at the eighth grade year. He has said he has a lot more trouble concentrating, remembering what the teacher says. So instead of becoming more focused, it's becoming a little bit more challenging and hard for him to, and more frustrated for him to be able to complete his work.
Your child's strengths academically or intellectually, and how do they approach challenges or subjects they find difficult?
That's a tough question because he's a lot more challenged with school this year. Just finding that he's having trouble staying afloat. He tries to strive to get good grades, but the minute he gets behind or doesn't comprehend, he gets frustrated and just stops and doesn't want to go back to doing it. So I feel like right now what he's doing is he's just not keeping up with his work as much as he should because it's frustrating to him.
Are there any particular interests or hobbies your child is passionate about?
I think his main thing that he's interested in right now is being like an influencer on YouTube. That's his just gaming and hobbies is just playing with friends and if he can getting out there and doing some football.
How do you think your child is handling their emotions at this age of development? Are they generally able to identify and express how they feel?
Yes, he does. He's very vocal. Again, he's an upbeat, an outspoken child. As he matures more, he just tends to be very vocal and tell everyone how he is feeling.
Have you noticed any shifts in how your child is becoming self-aware or starting to define their identity and interests?
I think so. Now at this age, he's tending to be more self-aware, more conscious about his appearance. But again, you know, we want to try to focus on what makes him happy and not worry about what others think.
At 13, social interactions are complex. How would you describe your child's social life? Do they have close friends or a strong social circle?
I feel he does have a strong social circle. He's very, again, very outspoken. He gets along with others. And he, again, I feel he does have a strong social circle.
How does your child manage peer relationships and how have their friendships changed as they've entered adolescence?
I feel he manages it. He has a few friends, solid friends that he's had through since elementary school. He tends to recognize and want to hang around with the kids that are making good decisions. Things that have changed, he tends to be very flexible, easygoing, and kind of just goes with the flow and goes with whoever, you know, doesn't kind of stereotype or seclude any kid, not stereotype, but just more seclude any child. He tries to make everyone feel like they belong.
How does your child feel about family time or spending time with you? Are they becoming more independent or still enjoy being involved in family activities?
I say that's 50-50. He tends to still be okay with going to family gatherings. There's no pushback like my older son did when he was going through this stage at this age. But he is, again, he's willing to go, no fights, likes to do family things. But then when it comes to doing family time, like watching movies and things, he has his own interests and he is tending to kind of veer off and just want to do his own thing.
How has your child's sense of independence developed as they turned 13? Do they take on more responsibilities at home or in other areas of their life?
I don't feel he has taken on that yet. He's tend to still continue to, I think, mature at that level. He's become a little bit more independent, but still at this point, I feel he still needs to gain that strength.
Does your child ask for more privacy as they mature, or do they prefer to keep things open?
At this point, he doesn't ask for more privacy. He's actually very open and just prefers to keep things open more at this time that I feel right now.
How does your child handle tasks that require personal responsibility?
I feel this is something we struggle with. Whenever there's a task that needs to be done, he tends to lollygag and take his time and kind of not want to do it. It has to be reiterated a few times, trying to continue the habit. Like they say, it takes a few months to learn a habit and keep that. So we just keep reiterating and keep asking until he builds that.
Has your child's communication style changed as they've entered adolescence?
I feel it has a little bit. He's become more willing to hold conversations versus quick responses and talk with family members and, again, hold conversations versus just being on the game or just playing. He's actually tending to want to talk to everybody.
Have you noticed any changes in your child's mental health, such as signs of anxiety, depression, or mood swings?
No, a little bit more. He did vocalize that he was just a little upset. He's not sure what's going on with him and why he can't comprehend like the other students. So that's something we're working through with him.
How does your child cope with challenges to their emotional well-being?
He's very easygoing, so he tends to cope very well. He tends to, again, right now what he does is he's open to talking to us, and he always expresses himself when he's feeling upset, something makes him angry. So at this point, it's just an open communication between everyone.
How does your child use technology and social media? Do you have any concerns or guidelines in place regarding their online presence?
There are some concerns we have, but he's very self-aware and hypersensitive to anything being done that he shouldn't be doing. So he tends to stay more on the safer side, stay with his inner circle. He does too playing games and networking quite a bit, but again, he likes to stay on top of things and becomes more. He's very, very weird, very nervous about being online. So again, he does take it very seriously. So right now there's not restrictions because he tends to put those limitations on himself.
How does your child handle the pressure or influence from social media?
At this point, he tends to, again, bring it to our attention if something he feels doesn't right. He's very open. An example, he did go to like school personnel, the principal, when he found things weren't sitting right with a couple of his schoolmates. So he tends to be very aware of what's happening social media wise and vocalizes when something he feels isn't going right.
Are there any positive aspects of technology or social media that you see benefiting your child?
One thing is just actually being, constantly, like if he's talking to his friends, gaming with others, he's able to multitask doing that. So that helps quite a bit. And also not being, being okay with being talking over the gaming, whether it's by video or by phone or by just mic, to get comfortable with that. I feel that's a good aspect because as you get older, you have to be comfortable speaking in front of others. So I feel that's actually going to help him and build his confidence.
What are your hopes for your child's development in the next few years? Are there specific areas where would you like to see growth?
There are. So one thing is becoming more independent, being more conscious and aware of his schoolwork and his taking care of himself, wanting to make himself better. Again, we reiterate about him and, you have one body, you feel it correctly, and it helps. So that's what our main goal is, to make sure he stays on this healthy path and wants to and continues without us having to always push that.
Looking back on your child's development so far, what milestones or moments stand out to you as significant?
I think the main things that stood out is that he shows his independence. He wants to walk places by himself. He wants to be able to, he holds conversations. So just different things like that. But I think the biggest milestones is showing that as he's gotten older, being wanting to be a little bit more independent and do things on his own.
Is there any advice you would give to other parents of teens who are navigating similar developmental challenges with their children?
I think just having that open communication, making sure that they feel that they can communicate with you, even if it's hard and they just rather do it by text versus by open face-to-face with you, but just being willing to let them go through these bumps in the road and learn from their experiences, because the more you get upset with them, the more they tend to not want to do what they're supposed to be doing.
That's all. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
This was DJ Red.